broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for March 30th in the year of our Lord, 31st. It's March 31st in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is hour 2 at 2. This is March 31st. It is a freedom-loving, fantastic, we're taking America back, one heart, one mind, one issue at a time, Friday. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to restore the republic and the traditions of our founders. We want to preserve the nation. We want to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. We reject revolution, but stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Last hour, I let a role play happen where Sam and Kurt started out to disagree, and then we brought Richard Mack in, and we all disagreed. Now, by the way, that was an intentional, what I would call a reality check. It was an intentional reality role play. Richard Mack didn't know I was going to do it, and Kirk Crosby didn't know I was going to do it, but I'm hoping it'll serve as a poignant reality check on what's happening to Americans. We can't let this happen, folks. We cannot let this happen. Okay, it's true. Richard Mack's right. You can feel like the Freedom Caucus is doing nothing. Kirk Crosby's right. You can feel like, man, I got to defend the good that Donald does. Kurt's right. Richard Mack is right. But I'm also right to say, you know what? At some point, just because Donald did a token thing or two that's good, at what point does he undermine it? And when is it really genuine? When is it wise or, you know, crazy like a fox? Or is it schizophrenia? You know, what's going on here? When is it genuine versus throw a bone to the dogs only so you can, you know, deliver the mail? When is it genuine versus, and we can get caught up in that minutia. We can get so confused and pick sides so quickly. That we can, in my opinion, lose view of the greater cause. That is the sacred cause of liberty. We can lose focus on what's important. I walked into a guy's office the other day, and the first thing he said to me is, I hate politics. Who can argue with that, right? But the problem with that all is, he brought that up to me because he knows that I'm a political commentator, a talk show host. And so I walk into, the first thing he says is, I hate politics. And I responded and said, you want to know why you hate politics? You want to know why that is? And he's like, okay, tell me. And I'm like, because you're paying attention to the mainstream press. Because you're paying attention to those who division is their life's blood. If it bleeds, it leads. If it's, they love it. Now, Kirk Crosby nailed it when we talk about the author of this. I mean, Satan's the great author, but it's also the Hegelian dialectic. It's also Saul Alinsky. It's a bunch of things, but Kurt nailed it when he brought up the mayor of Chicago. And so I use this as a case study, a little bit of a reality check of, you can get all the conservatives. Sam and Kurt and Richard Mack agree on like 99.99 of everything. We may not perfectly agree on the best way to go on a given item today, or you know, what item is the best way to go about something, but we agree on the core. At the end of the day, we all agree. And we all want, desperately want, and fight for, and give everything we have to the same things, Kurt. But if we fall for the lie, the deceptions of Satan, the mainstream press, Rahm Emanuel, and others, and you know what? They're going to have us all so tied up in arguments and disputations amongst us that we can't get anything productive done. And so I hope last hour serves as a poignant reminder about what can happen if we let it. We finished last hour on a very positive note that we agree and we can work towards principled-based discussions and viewpoints on issues. And if we stand on the right side of a principled issue every time, we're going to be right. We're going to win. We're going to do well. And Kurt's right. Donald did put together, by the way, an executive order that did do a lot towards backing off government from abuse of the citizenry on health care. Kurt's right. And if I was genuine in my argument against that and say, well, you're going to lose because this, this, and this, and this, I'm right about those points, but I'm wrong on the issue Kurt brought up. And I did that on purpose to try to hammer this poignant point home. Kurt's right. Donald Trump did do those things, and good on him for doing them. Kurt, you want to chime in here?
Is this where I put a star on my forehead?
No, this is where you talk about Saul Alinsky and how evil that divisionary tactic is that articulated by Rahm Emanuel. And you need to talk about Rahm Emanuel's statement. Too many Democrats care too much about being right than they are about winning. Winning is everything, he says, Kurt.
Well, and the point is, at least in my opinion, you don't just he's talking to Democrats at this situation, but all of us can learn from what I'd call a political expert. You know, this guy's a con man, I think, but he also, you know, you can get a good biscuit out of a garbage can, but you know, it's not necessarily always where you want to go look for one.
It's like trying to find a wife at a bar or a strip club. Good luck with that, folks.
That's right. But when you do find these little morsels of, I mean, you already know this. Most of us know this. But we're seeing it, you know, maybe a little bit more now, like with the whole Freedom
Caucus.
Yeah,
you're providing
thing.
Clarity, Kurt, on an issue that needs to be hammered home for clarity's sake. You're spot on.
Yeah, and this is a you know quote from Rahm Emanuel, one of
chief strategist, political insider, right?
That's right, and he wouldn't be the mayor of Chicago and be so close with the Obamas and all that stuff if he didn't know about winning. And he said, "Winning's everything. If you don't win, you can't make the public policy." I say that because it's hard for people in our party, and he's talking to the Democrats at this time, but all you got to do is turn it around and remember, you know, everybody else has got their party. I wish we'd get rid of them. But anyway, he says to accept that principle. Sometimes, what's the principle? The one that says, if you don't win, you don't make any of these rules. And he says, sometimes you've just got to win. And I think he's really saying between the lines, basically that the end justifies the means.
That's exactly what he's saying. And the proof in the pudding is what he says next.
He says, okay, our party likes to be right even if they lose. And he added, I don't go to moral victory speeches.
Now, let me stop you there.
I can't stand them.
That's where he points out a principle that if you can't win or if you don't win, you don't make the policy. He's right on that. So winning's important, folks. Let's not lose sight of that. However, then he says, I don't go to moral
victory speeches
because I can't stand them. I've never lost an election. So he's willing to say, throw aside your morals as long as you win and get your way. And that's the exact opposite principle that I would teach. I would say be on the correct moral side of an issue every time. And I don't need to worry about winning or losing because I've already won if I'm aligned with God, family, and country. If I'm aligned with the protection of life, liberty, and property and the supreme law of the land, I just need to advocate for my cause. And it's not about winning or losing to me, Kurt. It's about, and when you say being right, I don't want to be right as if I'm right and you're wrong. That was the whole point of last hour. I want to be correct on the principle because then I've done my part. I've done my duty. I've done my, I've claimed the moral high ground. And you know what? I don't need to control winning or losing, Kurt, if I do that. I don't need to have friends or enemies. I don't need to have parties. I don't need to have, all I got to do is stand on the principle. And if I lose, you know what? I don't really control all that, right?
Well, you know, and the thing you've got to remember, and you brought it up, you will never lose if God's on your side. You've got a majority there. And so that, even if it's just you and him, then, you know, you're in good shape, you know.
And that's kind of why I let last hour happen. Look, most people are going to say, look, the Freedom Caucus is horrible. They failed. You know what? Donald's... you know, failed. Let's be against the Freedom Caucus. Let's be against Donald. That's exactly what Satan wants. That's exactly what Alinsky wants. That's exactly what Rahm Emanuel wants, folks. That's what the mainstream press pushes for every day. So I walk into an office, and the first thing the guy says to me is, man, I hate politics. Man, Donald Trump's just going down the tubes. Well, some of that's true. It's hard to argue with, Kurt. I can make 50,000 points to that issue. But if I just break everything down, and I deal with a single issue at a time, all I got to do is find out where to stand on that issue. And then I don't care who's with me or against me, Kurt. I just don't care. Take any issue you want, Kurt. Pick us any issue. And let's talk about it. Whatever issue suits your fancy, sir.
Well, I guess one would be, at least on top of my list right now, would be government schools. There's
all right,
an article.
It's a great issue. We're going to talk about that. And here's the point. I don't even know what you're going to bring up, but I know how to stand on the right side of the issue. Right? Let's talk about the issue, and then let's bring in your story that relates to this very issue. Because the goal isn't to decide who your friends or enemies are or pick parties, or the goal is to be correct on the principle. And then you can stand with a clear, clean conscience. Let's do it in seconds.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Rahm Emanuel said we got to attack the Republicans. Whenever there's a disagreement among them, I'm for it. So we can't fall for those lies, folks. We got to come together. We can't let our 1% at most disagreements become so focused that we can't even realize we agree on the 99%. That's where the big error is happening. So what we want to do is focus on principle. And once you're right on the principle and you stand with God, then you're right every time. You got the moral majority. You're right and you're in good shape. So let's talk about a couple of quick ways to be correct on principle that can help. And then we'll get into this school issue with Kurt and being correct on the principle here. One of the principles that you got to understand is you cannot steal. If you use the Ten Commandments as your guide, you're going to really be in good shape. You can't steal from people, folks. I don't care if your cause is just or good or important or you think the ends justify the means. They don't, and you can't. Don't do it. All right? And so that's one way. Another way is if government is ever attempting to pull the lever in the favor of some at the expense of the many, you know that it's a problem, right? Whenever it goes against a commandment of God or God's law or guidance on something, you know that it's off the rails. You know that it's bad and won't do any good. If it goes against the supreme law of the land, violates checks and balances, whether it be the three branches on the federal level or the state and the federal, whenever they circumvent checks and balances, you know there's a problem. Whenever there's a lack of due process of law, you know there's a serious problem going on. Whenever they deprive people of life, liberty, and property unnecessarily without due process of law, you know there's a big problem. If they violate innocent until proven guilty idea, you know that there's a problem and they're wrong. I could go on and on and on about the fundamental principles that help you understand clarity on given issues. But it's very easy to take any issue under the sun and provide clarity on that issue in terms of what's right and what's wrong. That doesn't mean you'll agree perfectly on everything either, because you can interpret things differently. There's not a one-size-fits-all, but there are guidelines that can truly simplify this discussion quite a bit. It's not about politics. It's not about friends. It's not about party. It's not about being, you know, right or wrong or getting elected or any of those things. It's about principle. Kurt picked up the issue of government school. Kurt?
Well, yeah, there's this piece from WorldNet Daily. The headline reads, Dobson, colon, Christians need mass exodus from public schools, posted by Bob Unruh. Then he, you know, let's look at it from the bottom up, because at least in my opinion, it's a pretty good point. Dobson and Moore, this is, we're talking about Raymond Moore in this situation, the guys who basically was a big leader of the homeschooling movement, and E. Ray Moore, he was of what's called the Exodus Mandate, kind of encouraged Christian parents to homeschool their own children or put them in church-run Christian schools. And in some of his conversations with Dr. Dobson on what they have called Family Talk Radio, they endorsed many years ago this whole idea of withdrawing children from the, they say, public schools. Way down in the article, they say government schools. And it's once again needed to be emphasized. Dr. Dobson points out that if you look at the numbers of the way the millennials, and that's this group of, what do they call them, 18 to 34, he was shocked at their values or the lack thereof, he says. And he says, you know, basically, if you continue this way, you know, he says there would have been the results of the Electoral College would have been 504 Electoral College votes for Hillary Clinton and 23 for Donald Trump. Republicans would have carried only five states, Mr. Moore says.
And I'd be interested to know the five states,
by the way.
If this
thing goes on. Yeah, good point. Anyway, in other words, you know, he's calling for, you know, an exodus of the government schools and a an entrance to homeschooling and or private schooling. And now it's interesting to me that our local news organs, they, you know, a lot of times they'll pick up something from Dr. Dobson, but they're going to not have space for this, Sam.
Amen. Good point. So Dr. Dobson calling for a mass exodus from government schools, boy, do I concur with that. But here's the principle that you got to understand about government schools.
Yep.
You know, if you're a parent and you want your children to be educated, I think that's a great desire. And I support that desire 1,000%. Education is good. Knowledge is wonderful. And the correct application of knowledge called wisdom is even better. And that's fine. And I support you educating your children any way that you want to, as long as you don't violate the freedom of others. In other words, as long as you don't encroach on the liberty of others. And so when you put your kids in government school, what they want to do is they want to come to my door at the behest of a government gun, virtually speaking, and say, Sam, you will pay for so-and-so's education because they demand education. They need it. We're going to create a compulsory education system or whatever. And Sam, you're paying. See, that's where I say, wait a minute, stop, hold on. Thou shalt not steal. You don't have the right to encroach on my liberty. Now, I don't care how you feel about education. I don't care if you think the ends justify the means. I don't care if you say that's the way it's been for generations. I don't care if you say it's so, you know, education's so important. We won't even be free if we don't understand our freedoms. Therefore, education's vital or, you know, critical or whatever. You can say what you want. But what you can't do is steal my money, because when you do, you're wrong. When you force me to pay for it, you're wrong. And so we need to understand these principles. Now, I'm for internships. I'm for apprenticeships. I'm for homeschool. I'm for private education. I'm for business-driven education. I'm for a lot of things. I'm for volunteer educators. If you think education is so vital, put up your own money and volunteer to educate people then. I'm not at all downing the value of it, but I'm saying you don't have authority to steal from me. So James Dobson's spot on this one, Kurt. And when we want school choice, that's an example where I would say, let's do the James Dobson option first. That would be my preference, right? But I would have to agree with Kurt that, you know what, at least school choice gives people some choosing. Where's the pro-choice folks when you need school choice, huh? Okay, and so there's issues, and there might be even disagreement on how to best go about an issue. But there's clarity on what's correct for the issue. And I'm going to stand on that idea that we don't have the right to steal from one another, folks. We don't. And there might be a lot of good supposed reasons to steal. That it's like, hey, man, you know what? The ends justify the means. There's a greater principle here. We got to have educated people or we can't have freedom. There'll be no freedom for the next generation if nobody's educated. If you expect to be ignorant and free, you expect what never was, never will be. See, they quote that, and I agree. That doesn't give you the right to steal, nevertheless. So what you got is a moral hierarchy of principles here. Yes, education's important. And yes, you can't maintain your freedom unless you're educated. So the goal isn't, or the idea isn't to say we don't need education. The goal and idea is to say you can't create compulsory education violating people's agency. And you can't do it at the behest of a government gun pulling the lever of some in the favor of the many or the rest. You can't do it and be on moral high ground. Kurt, you want to add to this?
I don't know what else to add, Sam. I mean,
well,
it's
they're trying to take away freedom
cut
and
drive
school in other places.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. I meant, you know, on this other thing. Yeah, what you've got is a companion story, at least in my opinion. It's Bob Unruh again, WorldNet Daily. The headline reads, China. Students should not be allowed to study at home. China's communist government over the years has restricted religious practice, political speech, assembly, and other practices regarded as rights in the West. Now they're cracking down on homeschooling, which they, according to the article, has been surging in the repressive nation because so many parents object to the political indoctrination in government-controlled education. Of course, that wouldn't happen in America. The news, this source comes from the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, which, by the way, defends homeschooling families worldwide. Their spokesman, Mike Donnelly, the director of global outreach for the Homeschool Legal Defense Association, said in a new report, enough Chinese parents have turned to homeschooling to make the movement a concern for the national government. And so the nation's General Office of the Ministry of Education recently issued a statement, quote, officially condemning homeschooling, end quote.
Let me stop you and say the China plan and the United States plan with compulsory education changes the thou shalt not steal admonition of God via one of the Ten Commandments to thou shalt steal from your neighbor by compulsion, Kurt.
Yep. And especially in the right of education, because we wouldn't want people not educated. We're going to take away the Ten Commandments. We don't want them to learn that, but we're going to educate them in all these
things. I mean, if you had people study the Ten Commandments, they might actually obey them. You imagine something like
We'd
that?
We'd be in trouble then.
I know, you might actually be like Mike Pence and be faithful to your wife. What a scandal going on, see? Quick pause. Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from Liberty News Daily, I'm Dennis Daly. In the coming court battles by sanctuary cities trying to force the Trump administration to continue law enforcement grants, it is important for us to know what current court precedents are requiring. MSN.com has a pretty good summary. It says the Supreme Court doesn't let the federal government tell cities and states which laws to prosecute, and it cannot force them to help enforce federal law. That is called commandeering, and the Supreme Court has ruled that it violates the 10th Amendment. That is why President Trump can't just decree that all police officers in the U.S. have to assist federal immigration agents when possible. Jared Kushner, the husband of Ivanka, has been given an official position on the White House team, as you may have heard, head of the White House Office of American Innovation. Now, that is intended to reform the federal bureaucracy and overhaul the ailing Veterans Administration using the latest ideas on efficiency and privatization. Now, Ivanka has also become a federal employee and has been given her own office in the West Wing to avoid further criticism of mixing business with his new government position. Kushner is in the process of backing out of a skyscraper development project in Manhattan with a Chinese insurance agency with close ties to the Chinese capital. Kushner has been seeking funding from the Anbang Chinese Insurance Company to help fund the project, but that was viewed as very unwise, since President Trump could be accused of having conflicts of interest. Sign up to get Liberty News delivered right to your email inbox every day. LibertyNewsDaily.com. With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
And this half hour is brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. How would you like to have more energy in your life? To learn more, take the free test, and with natural health and healing solutions, you can have more energy in your day. To learn more, get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. Vigor. Score. Test. Free. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. We're talking about two companion stories right now. First one, Dr. James Dobson. Christians need mass exodus from public schools. We would call them government schools. Companion story, China. Students should not be allowed to study at home, writes Bob Unruh, WND.com. Kurt?
Well, it's great. Good stuff, at least I feel like. The Homeschool Legal Defense Association says, and that's the source of some of the Chinese reports, they say that there's thousands of homeschool students there in China. But, by the way, that's a nation of 1.3 billion, and so even thousands, tens of thousands is a small number. The Bob Unruh story says, however, the Chinese regime, of course, America wouldn't have a regime, increasingly seems to view these children as a threat since they are not being indoctrinated in the state schools 6+ days a week. He noted a 21st century education research report found that nearly 54% of homeschool parents in China state they disagree with the education philosophy taught in the public schools. Homeschoolers over recent months have seen an increasing hostility, according to the report. The nation's renewed repression of Christian churches and other religious groups has been on an ongoing source of concern for human rights advocates, and it shows that the regime is more than capable. They're not for this whole pro-choice thing, huh? More than capable of taking brutal measures. The opposition is, despite China's participation in numerous international human rights treaties that affirm the rights of parents and children to access home education. The Chinese announcement said that its compulsory programs, that means forced, by the way, we have it here in America as well, must be accepted by all children. They should not be allowed, the announcement said, to study at home. It was only a few years ago, they say, that the South China Morning Post reported the increasing number of mainland parents who are disillusioned with the education system and have been taking advantage of a legal loophole to homeschool. Official oversight has allowed more parents to teach their children at home or send them to home schools run by like-minded parents or private tutors. That was in 2014, but anyway, they're cracking down, Sam.
Well, there you go, ladies and gentlemen. It's kind of a critical issue, Kurt. It's something that doesn't get enough focus.
Yeah. Right? It's force and theft, you know.
Well, so those are kind of bad companions, force and theft.
Yeah, they're just not too happy.
And see, that's why you can pick any principle, though, and it's easy to be on the right side of it. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Now, I know it's not a popular side. I get that sometimes. And even your conservative friends are like, well, I don't have a choice. And I agree. You know, what do you do when the system feeds on itself? You know, what do you do? You know, you have a child in the hospital and it gets really expensive. And then you got to get on the government dole to help pay for it because there's no other choice. Right?
Yep.
What do you do? Well, you know, do you take the money?
Good point.
Well, you almost have to because government almost forces you to. And you'd say, well, healthcare wouldn't be so expensive if the government wasn't in the middle of it.
Yep. That's exactly right.
That's kind of the problem.
Yeah. Definitely is.
Is the issue. So, you know, but it's easy to understand principles. And there's a difference, by the way, and this is a critical thing to understand. There's a difference between being morally correct and the real world that we live in. Let me give you an example. I want to use the slave issue. I reject and abhor slavery. Clear. No ifs, ands, or buts. I don't think anybody should be a slave to anyone. Okay? It violates human godly heritage, dignity. We are the children of God. I believe that. It's a Christian principle. We are the offspring of God, says the Bible, and I believe it. Okay? Anyway, so to make one a slave to another is violating that godly heritage that we have. So slavery is abhorrent. I stand completely against it. However, let's say that I was born in the Founding Fathers era, and I was born to a wealthy family, and we had slaves. Instantly, on adulthood, I would be the owner, or even as a child, I would be the owner of many slaves. So by birth, did I inherit slavery? And you would say, well, Sam, the answer is to get rid of your slaves, to stand up and be a man and, you know, do it. It isn't that easy. Number one, I've been indoctrinated my whole life in this scenario that I give, that slavery is acceptable and okay. I got to overcome that indoctrination and learn the truth. Number two, I've got to now stand against slavery, but how do I do it? My family's wealth, my family's stability, my family's prestige in society are all at stake. And if I free the slaves, they may get forced into servitude by somebody who would be less kind to them than I might be. And I might lose my life over it. And if I do that, it might break up families. Some families might be slaves and others might not be. And, you know, so the question is it best for me just to stand 100% against slavery? Or is it better for me to try to set the stage against slavery with the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, and eventually move towards eventually freedom for all? All men are created equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights. Okay, you can't get rid of some of these evil things in our society in a day. You've got societal norms and expectations and realities to overcome. You've got all kinds of issues. So would it be better if I basically told my slaves in a private room, you know what, I love you guys. I consider you family. I consider you children of God. I don't believe you're slaves in my house, by the way, but I've got to keep these pretenses up for societal reality or I'm going to lose everything I have and then we'll all have nothing. So I'm going to treat you like more like employees, less like slaves. But you know what? In front of the public, understand you're a slave. I can't change that societal reality, but I can teach you to read. I can make sure that you live in nicer quarters. I can make sure that your family stay together. I can make sure that as you help me around my farm, my estate, my plantation, my whatever, that I treat you in a dignified way. I can make sure that your families get the health care that they need and that husbands and wives and children can stay together. And I can do a lot for you. And I will. And I know it's sad that I got to keep up this pretense of slavery, but upon my deathbed, you'll all be free. On my death, you'll have freedom papers. I'm going to put these freedom papers that I've already signed in the safe, okay? and I'm going to save them till I die because then there can't be repercussions for me. I will make sure that you guys can have all that within your power. I'll teach you to read. I'll do everything I can so that when your freedom comes, you've been given the tools to have freedom. Now, would that be the best way for me to go about it? Or would everybody criticize me in my next life or, you know, later because I was a slave owner? What I'm trying to get at is oftentimes it's not so easy to change things on a dime. I think we need a mass exodus from the government schools, as James Dobson wisely points out. I've never put my kids in government school, so it's doable. However, it's hard for people when you've got marriages where maybe one spouse wants to put kids in government schools, or when you have a baby and it's so expensive, you can't avoid the costs. And then the systems literally put you on the dole. A lot of insurances force you to use government services in conjunction with your insurance. What do you do then? We've got such a system that's grown up around us of tyranny, of violating the principles of God's laws to where it's very difficult. So my whole point is there's an understanding of the ideal. And we certainly teach to the ideal because that's where education needs to happen. But sometimes, unfortunately, we live in the real. We may not get rid of government school in our lifetimes. It is one of the 10 planks of the Communist Manifesto. It's evil to all get out. It teaches the indoctrination of the regime and brainwashes folks. There's no doubt about all those things. James Dobson wants to jettison it in mass exodus. I agree. But I'm also saying that some parents are stuck where maybe parents both work to pay the belligerent tax that we've got today. And so they don't have any place to put their kids. They can't babysit and they can't really homeschool. They can't care for their kids. So they got to have a government babysitter, government school. The issues are complex. And so we teach to the ideal, but we live in the real, Kurt. Any other comments on that?
No, I don't think so. It's pretty well covered.
All right. It's kind of important to understand some of these principles, though. And we do our very best.
There's a 105-year-old doctor in the news, Sam.
I wouldn't want that dude treating me.
Hard Elena work, huh? Horton. Yeah, Elena Horton's got the article. Dr. Bill Franklin, I guess he's pretty frank, but this author says they caught up with him about on his 100th birthday 5 years ago. He even treated Saddam Hussein for allergies. Told Saddam, the main problem you got is you're smoking 40 smokes a day. But anyway, I'll tell you more after this.
Liberty Roundtable Live.
Every day I wake up, it's almost like a battle. It's like, well, you know, I could do this today. I could go get drunk.
I don't like beer. I'm an alcoholic because I can't, you know, stop drinking because it alters my mind, but I don't like alcohol.
And I had to keep telling myself that, you know, this is okay. Everybody does this. My whole life was just a big lie.
I can't control if I do take that drink because I'm an addict and I can't.
I admit, it's messed me up.
I don't have a very good memory. I have a hard time remembering things when I learn them.
I can't concentrate on one thing for more than 5 or 10 minutes. You have fun until you hit rock bottom and it's not fun anymore.
I remember sitting in assemblies about drugs and I thought, that's never going to happen to me. I'm never going to be like those kids. Here I am.
The choices that you make are choices you're going to have to live with.
A public service message from The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32. And improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test, free, scientifically proven today.
begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, this doctor that's 105 years old, I don't know that I want to be treated by a guy like that, but he's spot on. He treated Saddam Hussein and said, your biggest problem is you smoke like a chimney. He's right, Kurt.
That's right. You know, I guess he got this call from Saddam Hussein back in 1979. He says, they told me he had an allergy and he was being treated with various desensitizing injections, but he wasn't allergic at all. His problem was that he was smoking 40 cigarettes a day. I told him to stop, and if he wouldn't, I would refuse to come and see him again. I don't think anyone had spoken to him like that before. I heard sometime later that he had had a disagreement with the Secretary of State for Health, so he took him outside and shot him. Maybe I was lucky. Yeah, I think you were lucky. He didn't shoot you. But anyway, I thought it was interesting, Sam, in this article, it does talk about how this is the guy who kind of encouraged the whole media to show pollen counts in the weather forecasts. You know, I guess he occasionally does a little tipping of the bottle, but he says, you got to be careful about that. I guess he quit driving about 15 years ago. So what would that be, when he was about 90? Championed the view that an allergic reaction is due to a malfunctioning immune system. Now, I think it's kind of interesting that he agrees with that. And yet, you know, that's one of the things we found out that sugar does to you is paralyze your immune system. So that's one of the reasons we suggest raw honey instead of sugar or that kind of thing to sweeten your life, ladies and gentlemen. But anyway,
by the way, if you want to get raw honey directly delivered to your door, get a hold of Kurt to learn more. 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundTable.com. Now, Kurt didn't intend.
We could ship far away for like $13 for 2 5-pound tubs, you know. It's pretty cool. Anyway,
Kurt didn't intend that to be a commercial. It's one of those, what do they call those new media commercials they do, Kurt?
That's
a
native.
Native advertising going on. All right, yeah, just saying. That's right. Uh-huh. All right, Jeff Bezos, speaking of advertising, the second richest man in the world now, Kurt.
Mr. Jeff, I think he's doing okay, don't you think, Sam? And as far as I can tell, we should learn a lot from Mr. Jeff. We either want to join him, as, you know, for example, you know, you suggest is a pretty good idea. He's got a pretty good system of way to sell things. But, man, he's just moving forward in so many ways, isn't he?
Well, and my hope is that he'd fund a radio network that we could help him. Yeah. Run.
Well, you know, good point.
Help old Jeff Bezos.
I wouldn't
be
surprised.
It'd be called Bezos Broadcasting.
Yeah. I think it'll be called Amazon on the Air or something like that.
Amazon Live.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, it's amazing.
Anyway, I found
to
that interesting.
What he's
though.
Doing, isn't it?
Big money, ladies and gentlemen. He wouldn't be that rich if we had gold and silver, though, Kurt.
Yeah, well, that's right. And I don't know if you saw that. There was a gold coin that it got stolen from a museum. Did you see that story?
Yeah, we covered it, sir.
It was amazing to me the size of that one, because, I mean, you got to have a big pocket for a coin that's like 20.9 inches wide, you know?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a big pocket.
Yeah, you got to get rid of your pocket protector for that sucker.
Yes, sir.
All right, Japan and PETA are both in the news with companion stories, Kurt.
Well, yeah, good point. Now, the Japanese are saying that, at least this is an AFP story, and Japan has now killed 333 whales. I don't know exactly why they picked 333, but it's, you know, and it's not 666. In this case, it's 333. They do what they call an annual Antarctic whale hunt. And, they say they do it for science, but... You know, there's quite a few of them that end up on tables. Now, there's something called the ICJ, and it goes with the IWC. Now, the IWC is the International Whaling Commission. If you didn't know, we had one of those.
We can't have the Free the Prisoner Commission, but they got a whaling commission going on.
Yeah.
There's going to be a whole lot of whaling with folks in prison over that one.
That's right. Or whaling. The ICJ is the International Court of Justice, and the environmentalists and these guys are really ticked off for Japan for, they were being a little cruel to these whales.
It's like whale murder.
I guess that's what it means. Yeah, that's right. Now, it's okay for people to kill babies, but nobody's supposed to pull a whale out of the ocean. But anyway, Japan just kind of thumbing their nose. I think they like to eat a little whale over there, Sam. Because
Japan
ends up on dinner tables.
Kills 333 whales. Well, PETA's not to be left behind. You know, what is that thing?
Eating of tasty animals. Yeah.
The ethical treatment of animals.
All right. That's right.
Well, anyway, it turns out that their next employee of PETA, Kurt, spilling the beans or, you know, whistleblowing, whatever term you want to use for this. PETA routinely uses euthanasia for kittens and puppies. Andrew Follett writes the Peace Daily Caller, PETA murdering left and right. And they go on in the story, and very few animals are even adopted and or saved. Most of them just go to the...
Go to the dogs?
I was about to say that, but I chose puppy heaven instead. You know? Trying to be cheerful about it. Just trying to look for the good news, you know?
Yeah.
It's always good news to go to puppy heaven if you're a puppy, right?
Well, at least they put a picture up and make you think they're saving a cat and a dog every so often.
But they're not. They're lying.
Imagine that. The PETA folks being a little disingenuous with the truth.
Disingenuous, huh?
I mean, it's really unusual to see.
Now, the White House is inviting intelligence committees to view spy data. So, you know, Sean Spicer and Donald are saying, hey.
Take a look.
You want to check it out? Come on over. We'll go ahead and show you the pay dirt on this thing.
Yeah, good point.
And what do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, I mean, I'm a truther. I want the truth in every issue. And if I believe there's a whole bunch of our government that's out of control when it comes to spying on people and privacy and all that kind of stuff. Let's put it on the table and fix it.
But where's the mainstream press?
Make America great again, you know?
Where's the mainstream press, Kurt? They were criticizing Donald and everything. Donald's making allegations of this crud. You know, he's got no evidence. There's no... Now he's saying, you know what, House and Senate members, come on over and we'll show you the evidence. Now Judge Napolitano stuck with his three sources plan. Now you've got several people coming out and speaking out and saying, yes, we spied on Trump. You got a witness that was in the Barack administration. You've got an investigator guy coming out and saying it. Judge Napolitano now doubling down and confirming it. I don't know what more evidence you want, but the mainstream press has completely lost credibility over this one, Kurt.
Yeah, it's a great point. And you're not going to hear a lot about it because, for example, Sam, this weekend is the Final Four weekend. I mean, you know, you got big basketball games and, you know, stuff like that.
Do they play everything tomorrow?
Well, yeah. Tomorrow on Saturday and then on Monday.
Well, they can't do Monday. March Madness will be over, my friend.
Well, yeah, but they...
Now you do March Madness in April. That would be fake news if you did that.
Yeah, that would be... Happy April, I guess. I don't know. There you go.
Well, April Fool's Day is what, Sunday, Kurt? No, Saturday. It's tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah. Tomorrow.
All right. Well, April Fool's Day is more than just April Fool's Day, folks. What are we calling
it? Yes, it is. The Freedom Coalition, we're called to to pause life and remember those guys and try to get things squared away for them, the guys that are held in prison that shouldn't be there, right?
Yes. What is it called? It's called a national timeout.
That's right. TheFreedomCoalition.com. You can see it there, but basically a national timeout day, you know. And we're not fooling about that, right?
The Freedom Coalition announces National Timeout Day to free
the innocents.
The innocents, to free prisoners in the United States. That's happening on April Fool's, but they say no fooling, folks. So the freedomcoalition.com doing a great job, and we highlight that at the end of the hour. We also want to mention, folks, we're really making a difference, though. We're upping the ante on some of our podcasts. We're partnering with some podcast companies that can help us deliver to Apple TV and to iTunes and to all kinds of other destinations. It's now time to scrap my internally homegrown podcast system and upgrade to a podcast company that's got this all done. And it's going to be tremendous. We're going to do some amazing things coming up. We're really going to grow Liberty News Radio, Liberty News Daily, and we need your financial support and help to do it because it isn't cheap. But it absolutely needs to be done as the new media takes on the mainstream press like never before. We're going about it, Kurt. This is no joking.
Oh, yeah. Even on April Fool's, you're serious, huh?
Yeah.
There you go.
What do you think of that?
Good, Sam. Well, I think it's good news, Sam, I'd say.
Well, we can make good news, Kurt, if we work at it, if we try hard.
That's right. That's right. And that's what we do, do our best. And ladies and gentlemen, we would invite you to participate with us. You could join the dollar a month club. You could join the $2 a month club. You could join the, big money club and go to 10 bucks a month or whatever you want. But we'd appreciate your consideration when it comes to your hard-earned money. Come to libertynewsradio.com. Support our efforts, libertynewsdaily.com, libertyroundtable.com. A lot of liberty going on there, and we would appreciate your consideration and support.
And enumeration.
Yeah, enumeration. Anyway, your cash, baby. That's what we need. And we promise to, use it properly.
Right? We promise to consider them sacred funds. And we will use every penny to grow the sacred cause of liberty, folks. All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. LibertyNewsRadio.com. LibertyNewsDaily.com. Check them out. Tell all your friends. Spread the word. Please financially support our efforts as we grow our presence in the media to tell the tale of liberty and to preserve freedom for the next generation, to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America, but we need your help desperately. LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.